of Jesus. The Bible says you added unto the church such as must be saved. And so we pray tonight as many, O God, that must be gathered, O God, and added unto your church. Lord, release them, O God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. We ask for the release of your grace. We ask for the release of your power in the name above every name. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Your word says the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Therefore, tonight we pray. Even as, O God, your word comes. Even as your manservant mounts the stage. Father, let your word go forth in power. Let your word heal the sick. The Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to open the prison gates to them that are bound, to proclaim liberty to the captives. We pray tonight that anyone bound shall be loose. Anyone that is a captive shall be loose. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive be delivered? But the Bible says that the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. Tonight, let everyone in the chains of darkness be loose. Tonight, let your word, which is living and active, penetrate every mind and every heart. In the name of Jesus, every soul at the sound of God, of the words of your manservant, the evangelist, we pray that your word will pierce through and your word will bring salvation in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, tonight let every tower, every high thing be overthrown. Anything that has exalted itself against your knowledge, anything that is a satanic roadblock, be pushed aside for the cause of the kingdom. We pray tonight that the counsel of the Lord shall firmly stand and the purpose of God shall be established. Father, even as you release your manservant, O God, to preach your good news unto the poor, tonight we pray. The Bible says that you send your word to heal the sick, to heal the people, and to deliver them from their destruction. Confirm your word tonight, even as your manservant preaches, with signs following, with healing, wonders, and working of miracles. In the name above every name, I declare by the authority in the name of Jesus that no soul shall leave this place the same. I declare by the authority in the name of Jesus that everybody, oh God, shall have a touch of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, Lord, we invite you to have your way. Take over, oh Lord, proceedings and let the counsel of God stand in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you are the prayer answering God. Before we call upon you, you will answer. And while we are yet speaking, you will hear. Thank you for hearing us. Thank you for releasing grace. Tonight is for your glory and for the goodwill of your people. We give it all to you, Lord. Thank you for hearing us. Even in Jesus' matchless name, have we prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Before you take your seat, just welcome your brother or your sister standing next to you to the presence of the living God. And tell your brother or your sister, expect a miracle tonight. Expect a miracle tonight. I'm going to hand over to the mass choir at this juncture to lead us in a time of praise and worship, after which Pastor Ogo, Bishop Ogo, will take over. Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. It is not by our might, it is not by our power, it is not by our strength, it is by the mighty hands of our Father that we are still alive today. From January throughout to February, and February is ended, it is by his mighty hands that we are still alive. Somebody give God some worship in this place. Give God some worship in this place. Give God some worship in this place. Hallelujah.
Oh, no, now I'm on your
osu asirio osa beri me ye jawe tra onyo and I sin I see my don't bury more. Oh no now I'm on your ni bien ye bien. Oh no now I'm on your swan serio. Oh sa bury me. Ye jawe tra on yo. Oh me in I am kase. Jesus, we are grateful unto you. to you. We will forever worship you. We will forever worship you.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody great, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. I searched all over, yeah. Searched all over, oh, couldn't find nobody. High and low,
I looked
high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody
great, nobody great, nobody greater than you.
Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a shout of praise in this place. Hallelujah. This side didn't come to church. Let me go this side. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. This shout is one city. One city. Let me go back here. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout. Are you ready to praise tonight? Is somebody ready to praise tonight? Shake your neighbor and say, neighbor, neighbor, neighbor. Come on, give me space. Give me space. Are you ready?
Unyamikesie yakamfu o yeshiranwo na yetuntum wo. Unyamikesie yakamfu o yeshiranwo na ye.
Everybody, come on, let's go.
Unyamikesie yakamfu o yeshiranwo na yetu. Ah, when you see, you can't fool. You see, I'm going now. Yeah, if we say we need to take a coupon, when you say, when you make a say, you can't fool. You see, I'm going now. Yeah, if we say we need to take a coupon, when you say, when you
You are not in church. Give the Lord a dance. Come on. Give the Lord a dance. Oh. Give the Lord a dance. One more yes, you will say, yeah. My Lord is good. I will lift him up higher. Everywhere I go, I will lift him up higher. Say, come on. Give the Lord a dance. Come on. My Lord is good. My Lord is good. Everywhere I go, I will lift him up higher. Say,
my Lord is good. I will lift him up higher. Everywhere I go, I will lift him up higher.
Let's see again. My Lord is good. My Lord is good.
say,
are you ready? Give the Lord a shout.
Lift him up, lift him up, lift him up. Aye, 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 lift him up. Aye, 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 aye. My Lord is good, my Lord is good. Everywhere I go, I will lift him up. Aye, say. I go, I will lift him up higher, yes, say.
My Lord is good, I will lift him up higher.
Come on, give the Lord a dance, son. Come on, I say, lift him up higher, 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 higher. Jehovah turned my life around. He turned my life around. He makes a way. Jehovah. Okay. So if I say that Jehovah turned my life around, that is highly prophetic. You want to turn around for your prosperity. You want to turn around for your victory. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Yeah. Jehovah turned my life around. He turned my life around. He makes a way. Jehovah
has the final say.
I said, who has the final say?
Jehovah has the final say.
You are talking as if you are not sure. This is the King of Kings we are talking about. They were retired and resurrected on the third day. Ah, I said, who has the final say?
Jehovah,
the final say. Jehovah turned my life around, around. He turned my life around. He makes a way. Jehovah,
the final say.
Oh, how lovely are the mountains at the feet of them who bring good news. Good news, hey. Announcing peace, proclaiming news of happiness that our God reigns. How lovely, sing, lovely are the mountains at the feet of the Jehovah. Good news, yeah. Announcing peace. I tried it. Come on. Are you ready? Are you ready? I got hearing. Come on. What's the matter? Give me the dust and dust, yeah. What's the matter? I got hearing. Yeah. I got hearing. One more time. Yeah, I got here. I love this song. It says, Wakanya Mayanina, the Achiramio. Ah, Wakanya Maye, Wakanya Maye, Wakanya Maye, Wakanya Maye, Wakanya Maye, Wakanya Maye, Wakanya Mayanina, the Achiramio. Yeah. What can we ever move me forward? Do for Danny won't protect that in the crowd to a man. Yeah, don't marry ma, ni yamia, what do you want? Yeah, I'll be doing yet. Would ya yen on pie and a rather than the home, papa? No, sir. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Yeah. May you cry to each other. Yeah.
church. Yeah. Oni ni ehowa. Wasa ye yi. Ewurade se kafuro. Awuna babu se shira. Obi koja mi koyi na ye. Obi koja mi koda na se. Obi koja mi koyi na ye. Atesh.
Are you here tonight? Everybody salute. Come on. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, come.
I am a soldier in the army of the Lord. I am a soldier in the army of the Lord.
Where are the armies?
I am a soldier in the army of the Lord. I am a soldier in the army of the Lord.
I can't see the military men. Ah.
Yeah, I am a soldier in the army of the Lord. I am a soldier in the army of the Lord. I am a soldier in the army of the Lord.
I am a soldier in the army of the Lord. Okay, yes, she's a maca. Yeah. I try that. I try that. I try that. I try that.
Wale, wale leko.
Hey! Who did anyone from? Who did anyone from? Give the Lord a shout!
Wale, wale leko.
Hey!
Wale, wale leko. Wakebaya. Wale, wale.
Wakebaya, yeah.
Waka yesu baya ye. Waka
yesu
baya ye. Waka waka baya ye. Waka
baya ye.
Waka baya ye. Waka baya ye. Waka waka baya ye. Waka.
Okay. Do you remember this song? It says, cast your burdens unto Jesus, for he cast. Tonight, tonight, cast your burdens unto Jesus, for he can. Are you ready? Higher, higher,
higher,
higher,
higher,
Jesus, higher,
higher,
higher. Okay, okay.
Lower.
The devil is in trouble tonight.
Lower.
As low as he can go.
Lower.
Satan, lower.
Lower, lower, lower.
In front of the devil is dead.
Lower, 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 lower.
Jesus, higher,
higher, higher, higher.
Jesus, higher,
higher, higher, higher.
Jesus, higher,
higher, higher.
Yeah.
Mebo, mebo, mebo. Mepa meba, mepa meba, mede mi shabeba, mede mi nabeba, meme meba, mepa meba, wana shima mimba, ya yeti mimba, I feel good, meme meba, mede mi nabeba, mede mi shabeba, mepa meba, wasa ye ye, meba ni dinda, meba ni di,
Allah song is yours.
He's a mighty, mighty,
mighty, mighty.
Give Lord a dust, come on. Give Lord a dust, give Lord a dust. Yeah, he's a mighty. He's a mighty, mighty, mighty.
Mighty God.
Mighty, 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 mighty.
Mighty, 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 mighty.
Adia Bushia to Mianya, Yesu Baya Wabayo. Adia Bushia to Mianya, Yesu Baya Wabayo. Genio Dani, Genio Dani, Genio Dani. Genio Dani, Genio Dani, Genio Dani. Genio Dani, Genio Dani, Genio Dani, Genio Dani.
I be no no so Jehovah na God.
Come on.
I be no no so Jehovah na God. Hey, I be come on. Give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Oh, put your hands together for Jesus. Lift up your hands to the Lord Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, we bless your holy name tonight. Somebody begin to magnify him one more time. We lift up our hands to the great I am. We bless your name. We bless your name, Jesus. We lift up our hands to you. Come on, somebody. We bless you, Jesus.
Entia siame nina casa un cucho na voce.
Lift your voice, help me say.
Entia siame nina casa un cucho.
Come on, lift up your hands.
Etia say, Etia, lift your voice and say, Nina, Wukuto.
Somebody lift your hands.
Nina. Dame your sign, amen. You know, Kotso no. Hemi suma Kotso. Here are the messy, Mapa, Wutinda, Name your sign, say, amen. You know, amen. You know,
somebody lift your voice, let's worship him.
Missuma Kotso, where are they? Nyame wusi yami do, nyame wama yanso wudiya, mebo 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 wudi na chwe mase nyame yosahi, amen yina, amen yina kutu, emi suma kutu.
Lift your voice.
Nami wudi yami do. Nami. Hey. Usiya.
Mabo wudi. Mabo wudi. Missi mabo.
Nami asaye. So me go to me po utida.
Somebody lift your hands, worship.
Ha sinina sutufu.
Yeah, can you lift up your voice and worship it?
Yeah, pancha fo.
Aya yenti mafu se.
Biti mafu asida.
Aya
yino.
Here I see, lift your voice, say,
yes, see, I sing in a suit of I sing in a, yamen in a,
lift your voice, say,
yes, he my foe,
I see that.
Yasi bama where I say,
lift your voice and say,
one more time I sing in Asutufo.
I sing in Asinina.
Here I do we are Asutufo.
I see.
when I hear you say now, you see my fool, we ain't see my fool, I see Baba, where I yes, see, I'm singing out to four. Somebody lift the voice, let's worship it. I am a city bar for bar. Yeah, yeah. Here I see. What bad you are to Mose? Oh, what my is in my own? I can see you. I'm a singer. What bad you are to Mose? Oh, what about you want to more? Somebody lift your hands, say, what about you want to more? I cause you. Yes, see, what about you want to more? Yes, see, what about you want to more? Lift your hands, say, I cause you. And worship him. Father, we worship you. We lift your name on high, Jesus. Somebody lift your hands and worship him. Abba, Father, we worship you, Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory, Lord. I lift my hands to the great I am, God. We just want to worship you, Jesus. We want to worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody lift a voice and say, Hallelujah. Lift a voice. Hallelujah. And say hallelujah to Jesus. We lift our voices and worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We say hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We say, say, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, say. Let your voice say, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I lift my hands and worship. We worship you. We worship you. Everybody say hallelujah. We say hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah to Jesus. To Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Let it be louder tonight. What a visitation. What an encounter. My life, your life, our lives will never be the same again. Can you add a shout to your hand clap tonight? Hallelujah! You may be seated. If you have a seat. If you don't have a seat, enjoy the comfort of your legs. But I'm sure there are one or two people who are prepared to sell their seats. Find one. If you find one, you can buy. But tonight, great things are in store for us. How many of you were here last night? Wow. You are going to receive a double dose tonight. Tonight, expect God to move in your personal life. There is a word coming that is for you personally. As you stand or sit, do not think a message coming is to someone or it's for someone. Some of us come here and we are like antennae directing the messages to people. If this person had been here, but believe that tonight's message is yours to turn your life around. Clap your hands for Jesus. It is sad that our campaign here in this beautiful institution is coming to an end tonight. But thanks to technology, you can stay in touch with the ministry of Evangelist Dagwood Mills. And I want to ask anyone here with a smartphone to make sure you are among the millions all over the world enjoying Doug Heward Mills' podcast. Last night we heard one of the most powerful messages ever preached from the Bible. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Wow, what a word. But I assure you there are many more of such fantastic messages you can enjoy on his podcast, Doug Heward Mills podcast. So whether your phone is an Android phone or an Apple phone, make sure that you have subscribed to the Doug Heward Mills podcast. And all the messages will come to you as a download. And as you enjoy them, your lives will be transformed. If you are a pastor, you are a church leader, you are interested in the ministry, I want you to make sure that you have the Doug Heward Mills podcast. It will be a great blessing to you. And to stay constantly updated with the events on the Doug Heward Mills calendar, I want you to also like his Facebook page. The name is Evangelist Doug Heward Mills. And if you like that page, every update, all the wonderful meetings and the albums, photos of many events all over the world will also come to you. Millions are on that page, and I believe that your life will also be greatly enriched as you join the community of people who are enjoying the ministry of the servant of God. Clap your hands for Jesus. And do not forget to visit the website the next time you are on the internet. DagHewardMills.org is that website that gives you updates, resources for ministry, book discounts. Many blessings come your way, and I believe that everyone here should be a very regular visitor to that website, DagHewardMills.org. Many of us visit websites we must not visit. I said we visit places we must not visit. So this can be one of the replacements for your busy internet life. Amen. And your life will be blessed. Tonight, if you are also on Twitter, you can follow the evangelist, and the handle name is Evangelist Dag. It's very, very powerful. It's a great blessing to all those who are following this great servant of God and the ministry the Lord has given him. If you are a pastor of a church, the leader of a fellowship, a ministry, servant of God, interested in the ministry, these are very powerful resources, online resources that will revolutionize your ministry. And I believe that you deserve to go higher and higher in your walk with the Lord. If you believe it, say, I believe it. Tonight, before we receive the servant of God, we want to welcome our fantastic mass choir, who have been a blessing to us since yesterday, to come our way with some good music. Clap your hands and let's welcome the mass choir. You can stand to your feet, mass choir, and minister to us some wonderful songs.
Sissy, I'm not hearing you. Hallelujah! Somebody, we are looking unto Jesus this evening. He's our all in all. He's the only one we can look up to in times of trouble. He's all that we need. If you believe, wave your hands. Wave your hands. From you, when I want to be with you, living for self, when I ought to live for you, holding back when I need to give it all. Now I surrender Jesus to you. Alright, running from you, running from you when I want. Living for self, say, living for self, when I ought to live for you, holding back,
holding back
when I need,
when I need
to give it all. So now I surrender.
I surrender
Jesus to you. All right, so now we give him our all. So take care.
forsake everything. Everything we have, we give. We give everything to you. So take everything. Everything we have. All we have, we give to you. Say, Jesus is you. One more time, sing. Sing, Jesus said to you, oh. Sing, Jesus said to you.
Where can I go? Could I ever hide from you? If I flew to the ends of the earth, still your love will find me there. 'Cause you search my heart and you know my mighty name, oh, yeah. Oh Lord, I surrender. I surrender, yeah, yeah.
To come, but at this time we want to give our offering. It's part of our worship tonight. It's a door opener in the things of God. Your offering moves things and changes things supernaturally. And wherever you are, at the far back, under a tree, inside a tree, wherever you are, look into your pocket, your bag, wherever the money is, and bring out a good offering, not a tro-tro change, a good offering. A good offering is like 100 Ghana cedis, 200 Ghana cedis, 50 Ghana cedis, 20, 5, 2, 1, 50 pesos, according to your several ability. So turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I'm watching you closely. Tell the person, I came tonight to mark you. I'm watching you closely. Every move you make. If you even feel very bold, you can ask him to show you your offering, his offering. And you can also show him your offering. What a night. What a blessing. Wherever you are standing, remember that your offering will make a way for you tonight. There's a miracle you are waiting for. You are trusting God to move you forward academically. Change it. Change your situation with a seed as you give it prayerfully tonight. If you can lift it above your head, you want to pray and say, Lord, thank you for the privilege to give to you tonight. Touch my life. Let your word come mightily to me. May I truly never be the same again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Right. So, ushers, you remember what we did yesterday? You are jumping the first block of chairs and you are going everywhere. Make sure you go everywhere. And if an usher does not come to you, you can shout or you can run to the usher and he or she will come and receive your offering. And then those in front, please, you will rise up and put your offering into the containers lined up in front of you so that the ushers will be able to attend to the masses here tonight. I think it's a blessing. So let's welcome the choir to give us a song, and then the ushers, please jump the first block of chairs and go to the back. So those in front, you can rise up and place your offering into the container now. God bless you. God bless you.
I don't still want to hear a stir at my soul. He leads me beside the path of righteousness. For his name's sake, yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I'm in love. I'm in love. So I cheer and me poor. Hey, if I now me more fear it better. Me more free I suffer. Yehovah, a sorrow me a fool. Me my men so I cheer and me poor. Hey, if I now me more fear it better. Oh, I free yourself, Yehovah. A sorrow, me a sorrow. Oh, return call on that debia. Now me a return call on that debia. Oh, yes. Me now me, yeah. Oh, hurry tonko, on that debia. Hurry tonko, on that debia. Oh, yeah. I sit down, count yami, yami out on the air. In your mind, oh yeah, hey, you want, in your mind, yeah, she ra, in your free, ra, the whole. I sit down for ya, I say, one for man, no. I sit down, count ya, me, yam ya, oh, nee, and walk, oh, in your mind, oh yeah, hey, you want, in your mind, yeah, she ra. In your fear at your, I see that for ya, I say, one for my, oh, one for my, oh, one for my, one for my, right, you know, in your mind, she right, in your fear at your, I see that for ya, I say, one for my, oh, one for my, one. Shirawa, near beside was so no. Ayana and Sosretu, Ayana Mania to war. Who been a metro bunny? And that's when to me, I was she. I want to have a fro. Nanso went to make a water, yes, soon in more. Hallelujah! Missy say, oh, where she rawa? Near beside was so no. Ayana and Sosretu, open a metro bunny, and that's the way to me. I was shaking. I watch your befro, and that's the way to me. I would die. Yes, you did more. Yen kona ya kase, ya kwa ya kachi reja se. Say you where she rawa. So say, Rasi Maya dinama one no, Nensu way no quarry. I sit name why at the numpa, Nensu way at the air in Sakura, Era did the own nimma, Papa is a Senecura, and then I didn't find a Obama one so. Nipa be brewer, so say, Rasi Maya dinama one no. Nessu eye no kware Ghana economy aye di nampa Nessu eye di naye di sekura Era di di onim nima Wafa yesu se nukura Nene na jimpanu no Obema wa hunto Yenko yenko na yeka Yepa yeka nchiwe jase
Jesus. What about the Lord I said? Every promise shall come to pass. It is so. It is so. All right, thank you.
Tonight, Father, we are grateful to you for the privilege gift to you. Thank you for this visitation. Thank you for impacting our lives. Thank you for preparing blessings that we can't even carry. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Tremble, and he not made.
Excited tonight, give the Lord a shout. You may be seated. Just a quick announcement. Members of the follow-up team, the counselors, please make sure you attend to the converts during the testimony time. During that time, you can talk to them and take their details as we take the testimonies and we present them. That is the time, the window allotted to you. Hallelujah. Are you believing God to touch your life tonight? Then clap your hands for Jesus. Tonight, before we receive the servant of God, it's my joy to welcome a member of the board of the Healing Jesus campaign, who is also an honored professor of our institution here, an active member of the Healing Jesus campaign here in UCC. Please help me welcome Professor Peter Kwapon to bring us a word.
Hallelujah. I can hear you. Hallelujah. Are you happy to be here? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Help me welcome the evangelists in our midst and on campus in the name of Jesus. Amen. Tonight is the second night. Hallelujah. Tell your brother or your sister it is the second night. But sadly, it is the final night. Wow. But I tell you, final night, but you are going to receive a double dose of what you had yesterday. I can assure you of that. Amen. I bring you greetings from the Vice Chancellor. He's not here tonight, even though he wished he would have been here. Important assignment has taken him off campus. So he wished all of you well. And it is his prayer that none of you will live here the same as you came. Hallelujah. Well, last night was fantastic. It was amazing. Hallelujah. One of the things we learned is that Christianity is not easy. It is not easy to serve God. But the good news is that it is even harder not to serve God. Hallelujah. But another good news is that you become wiser when you serve God. And you are blessed 10 times more. Hallelujah. So if I were you, I'll put my 2 feet or 2 legs into the Christianity. Hallelujah. So that you receive double dose. 10 times the blessings that is awaiting us. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight, we are blessed again. And I don't know whether you have any idea about the gift that God has given us. Not only in UCC, not only in Ghana, but across the world. In the person of Bishop Darkward Mills. Amen. I like that. Shout them all. Bishop, they are excited. Hallelujah. As we are here enjoying him, so many nations are crying and waiting to receive him and the anointing that is upon his life. So as you are here tonight, it's a blessing. I don't expect you to live here the same. Position yourself fully to receive what God has for you tonight. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. It is a big sacrifice for him to be here. Monetary-wise, a lot of effort. Look at all these things free of charge to us. Can you appreciate God for that? Bishop, I know that this week is a really tough week for you, very busy for you, but you defy everything to be with us. It's a blessing to have you, Bishop. And I think there are 2 main reasons why Bishop is here. One, because of his love to obey the Great Commission. Hallelujah. And also to affirm what Jesus said. It is not his wish that any woman or man in UCC campus should perish. Hallelujah. So Bishop really, really, really loves you. And he doesn't want you like Jesus to perish. Hallelujah. So ensure that once you are here, you don't perish. Amen. Hallelujah. Bishop, on behalf of the Vice Chancellor, the senior members, pastors, students, and in fact, the entire UCC community, we want to say that we love you. We thank you. We appreciate you. Amen. Can we be on our feet as we sing it? Bishop, we love you. We thank you. We appreciate you. Appreciate. Hallelujah. Can you give a big shout? Yeah. Please take your seat. Before Bishop mount the podium, I think I have the honor to invite the chairman of the planning committee of the crusade to do small presentation, some presentation to Bishop Dr. Aaron Asare. Hallelujah. So, can you call Bishop?
Bishop Dak Howard Mills, we, the Protestant and Pentecostal Chaplaincy Committee of the University of Cape Coast, and all the Christian community, senior members and students alike, over the years have acknowledged your consistency, commitment, and sacrifice towards reaching out to this community. And today, I stand on behalf of the entire university to present this token to you as an honor to acknowledge our love and appreciation to all that your ministry is doing. God bless you.
Wow. Clap your hands and let's appreciate the leadership of the chaplaincy board of our university. Clap your hands. Let your hand clap be louder. Show that you are here. Show that you are excited. And let's welcome Ida to bless us with a song.
So take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. All my days I give to thee. To love you, Lord, is the great command. Lord, I want to love you more, fall in love with you so deeply. Lord, show me how to love you more. Oh, I don't want to serve without loving you. Oh. Oh, God, thank you for loving me first and also for choosing me first. I want to love you back as hard as I can, 'cause you love me so. I want to be just like Jesus. He who loved the Father so. I know that I have not seen and ears have not heard the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. That is why I wanna love you more. So take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. All my days I give to Thee. To love you, Lord, is the great command. Lord, I want to love you more, fall in love with you so deeply. Lord, show me how to love you more. Oh, I don't want to serve without loving you. I'm getting closer to you, and I will keep loving you until the end. One day I'll be called. So take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. All my days I give to Thee, yeah. To love you, Lord, is the great command. Lord, I want to love you more, fall in love with you so deeply. Lord, show me serve without loving you. Oh, Lord, show me how to love you. Oh, I don't want to serve without loving you.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. This is the final night of our Healing Jesus campaign. I can't hear your hand clap at all. Something great is about to happen tonight. Tonight is a night of power. It's a night of healing, miracles, salvation. And the man God is going to use is ready to minister the word of God and the power of God. Let's rise to our feet and rejoice in UCC. Receive Evangelist Dagua Mills tonight.
Hallelujah. Nothing is impossible. I believe, I believe. I expect a miracle. I want every hand lifted up. I expect a miracle tonight. I expect a miracle. Nothing is impossible to those who believe. I believe God's word is still the same. expect a miracle today. Father, thank you for your power. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Guide us by your mighty presence. Save and heal tonight. Deliver us from evil. Let salvation and miracles and healing come into the lives of everyone here. Thank you that no one will leave this place the same. Take our lives, Lord, and let them be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. We thank you in the name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. Amen. You may be seated if you have a seat. First of all, I want to thank the students, lecturers, chaplains, pastors, all the university religious community who have received us into this beautiful university. If the church does not say yes, things cannot happen. So pastors, leaders, GAMSU presidents, Harvest presidents, Lighthouse, First Love, everybody. Thank you all for welcoming us. We say a special thank you to our Vice Chancellor, who was here with us yesterday. He has set a record of being the first Vice Chancellor to attend a crusade like this. And we thank Professor Kwapong and all the other lecturers who are here for your great support for this campaign. God bless you. And thank you very much. Hallelujah. Tonight, I want to share with you a very important message about the sheep and the goats. The sheep and the goats. I don't know why you are shouting. It's in the Bible. Matthew 25, verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, including Ghana. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. And the king shall say to them on the right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, you gave me meat. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, you took me in. Naked, and he clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when? When saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of my brethren, you have done it unto me. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not.
And in prison, you visited me not. Then shall they answer him and say, Lord, when? When? Saw we thee hungered, or athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous unto life eternal. Amen. This is a famous story in the Bible, Jesus' words, all in red. Better take them seriously. We are studying many books in the university, but you have to put all the books on the left and the Bible alone on the right. It stands alone. The Bible is the most important book ever published. It contains the Word of God for us. Now, Jesus Christ gave us a clear picture of judgment day. Now, I'm sure you are sitting here, you don't even realize that you are either a sheep or a goat. All of us are either sheep or goats, or sheeps or goats, depending on your English. And the Bible says that on the last day, the very last day of judgment, all nations will be accounted for. You know, God is the type of God who will not leave anybody out. You know, we are used to governments that forget about sections of the nation or maybe where you are. Nobody knows what's happening where you are. But God is going to cover everyone. Everybody will be covered. You'll be covered. All nations. Ghana will be covered. Togo will be covered. Nigeria will be covered. Every nation will be part of the judgment. And the judgment is going to divide people into two. And he said, put the sheep on the right and the goats on the left. Hey, is it going to be based on the money you have? All those with financial reserves to the right. All NDC to the right. All MPP to the right. No. This judgment is going to be based on one thing, and you better read the script carefully. It said, I was hungry, I was thirsty, I was a stranger, I was naked, and he clothed me, I was sick, you visited me, I was in prison. And the righteous will say, when did we see you in any of these countries? We've never seen you before. This is the first time we are seeing you. You say you were sick and we visit. We've not seen you before. And Jesus will answer and say, whatever you did to the least of my brethren, you were doing it to me. So every time you were blessing my brethren, I was considering that you were doing it to me. So, depending on your logic, you can either say that judgment is going to be based on how you treat the poor, how you treat the sick, those in prison, and so on. But if you read further, you see, Jesus said, what you did to these people was what you did to me. And I am judging you on the basis of what you did to me. You are doing something to me, Christ. Then, those on the left, he said, depart from me, you cursed. Now, I don't know how more cursed you can be than the way situations are on earth. All men are cursed from the curse of Adam, where he said, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread. That's why we are sweating in the university. All women are under experiencing the curse. But he said, in sorrow shalt thou conceive and bring forth children. And your desire shall be for the man. So your attraction to men is actually a punishment. It's one of the punishments unleashed. And then the curse of Noah on Ham, which has affected another section, one third. A servant of servants shall thou be. But apart from all these mighty curses, Jesus is now saying to these people, depart from me. Get out of my sight. Get out. You cursed. Into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and for his angels. Why? Why will you go to hell? I was hungry. I was sick. I was in prison. In other words, I was disguised. But you couldn't see through my disguise. You didn't realize it was me that you were rejecting. So it is how you relate to Jesus Christ and what you do to him that determines whether you go to heaven or hell. Now, you take an intelligent community like this, all of you students or lecturers or whatever. Why have you come to a school like this? Because of your intelligence. At least you have the intelligence to know that you should go to university. Even if you use a port to come here. But you have in mind that I need to go to school for my future. You know, my father told me when I was much younger, he said to me, the way you spend the first 25 years of your life will determine the way you spend the next 45 years. He was advising me for the future. He said, spend the first 25 years well, and it will affect the next 45 years. And by the time I was 25, I was a doctor and a pastor. All right? So that's how I spent my first 25 years. And it affects the next 45 years, all that you do. Now, apart from the next 45 years, there are more years after the 70, if you get to 70. Where will you be? Heaven or hell? Which one will be your home? So, if you have been so wise as to spend the first 25 years going to school, doing masters, doing this, doing that, you need to have equal common sense to apply yourself for your future after this life. Now, somebody said, I don't believe there is any life after this life. Just a caution for you if you don't believe. Supposing I believe and I die, And there is no heaven, there is no hell. No problem. It's been worth serving Jesus. Even if there is no heaven and no hell. If there is heaven and hell, I'm in good business. Because I've been living my life trying to get to heaven. Since I was much younger. But you said there is no heaven and there is no hell. If you die, and there is heaven and hell, you are in serious trouble because you despise the word of God and you are in for a permanent judgment. Now, when somebody dies, you may not have had a close person dying to you, but you find out it's very final. There is a way you can't change it, no matter what there is, unless there's a great miracle like Jesus. So, you need to ask yourself today, will you be in, which location will you be in? Where will you be? Now, there are three main locations tonight that I want you to be aware of. One of the locations is heaven. One of the locations is hell. And one of the locations is right here on earth. But unfortunately, you can't stay here for too long. In about 50 years, many of us here will not be alive. Like 50 years from now. Add 50 to your age. You find out that, Charlie, someday inside, some of you will be 70. I don't know about our... our fathers who are on stage. Some of them will be 100 and something years old. Plus 50. So tonight, we are here on earth. But one day, heaven or hell will be your home. And God wants you to register for heaven. Somebody asked me, how can you, a medical doctor? I'm a medical doctor. I was in the University of Ghana Medical School when there was only one medical school in Ghana. That's my school. All right? And somebody asked that, how can you, a medical doctor, be preaching instead of staying in the polyclinic to share chloroquine and what is it called? Coactem or what? Coactem, yes. We used to have chloroquine. I am dealing with something far higher than solving your fever, which is going to go away anyway, even without treatment. Because if you are saved and you register for heaven, when you get to heaven, you come and look for me. Pa, I say, hey, Mr. Bishop Man, we are here as a delegation to thank you. We are from UCC. We are from UCC. We got saved at a UCC crusade. Yes. So we have come, we are a delegation outside my mansion in heaven. Yes. My mansion is under construction as I speak. Yes. My mansion is under construction. Now, Isaiah has a beautiful description there. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? Lucifer was in heaven. Now, it's amazing that we as human beings feel that we are the center of the universe. How can you be the center of the universe? There were people before us, existing before we came. Now, Lucifer, you have been cut down from heaven. There was a being in heaven called Lucifer. And he says, for thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I'm now talking about the second location, heaven. Lucifer said, I will ascend into heaven. I'm coming to heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. And I will sit upon the mount of the congregation. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. And I'll be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. That's the third location. And we are done. Heaven. Where is heaven? Read your Bible, and do a bit more science. He said, I will ascend into heaven and I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Look at the stars. God made the stars, the sun, the moon, and the stars. You know, we used to think we are the only planet, very important. Galileo, in the 16th century, turned his telescope towards the sky and located Jupiter. Jupiter can be seen even with the naked eye at certain times, and you see the moons going around Jupiter. It has already about 58 moons, but you can see four going around. And Galileo, years ago, pointed his telescope to the sky and located it, saw Jupiter. Venus is the bright star you see in the evening. It's the nearest and the biggest. The nearest to us, so we see it. Then you have Saturn, Mars, the red planet. And the ones near us, like Mars and so on, are made of solid material. But when you go further, Jupiter is made of gas. It's a giant planet. 1,000 of Earth can fit into Jupiter. It's so huge. And Saturn, and so on. So if you take your camera and you fly all the way to Jupiter and get back towards Saturn, Pluto, and so on, Neptune, when you look at the sun, what do you find? The sun has become tiny. It's one of the stars. Our sun is just a star. Yeah. Our sun is just a star. And we are the 9, 10 planets, however many they are now, going around our little star. That's our star, the sun. It's the nearest star. And Lucifer said, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Now, the stars are so far. Our Earth star, our star, the sun, is 93 million miles, which you can't really understand. But it will take light. When you say light years or the speed of light, when you see the sun, it is 8.3 minutes. The picture of the sun you see, when you look at the sun, is how the sun looked 8 minutes ago. So when a star is 200 light years away, when you look at the star, some of the stars are 200. One of the furthest stars we have is 400 light years. When you look at it, you are looking at how it looked 400 years ago. It has taken 400 years for the light for you to see that star. So although you are seeing it in, what is today's date? What year are we? 2017, you are seeing this, you are seeing what it looked like in 1617. That's 400 light years ago. Do you understand? When you see it, it's 400 light years away. Are you with me? Yeah. And there are so many stars. The nearest star apart from the sun is 4.23 light years away. That means that when you see the nearest star, it's how it looked like 4 years ago. It's taking 4 years to get here. And Lucifer, you see, there is a place. God is real. When you look into the star, if you have time after church, I can show you some of the stars. You see them there. Orion, the Pleiades, Sirius, Betelgeuse, all the giant stars. They are all out there. Massive. Now, going at a speed of 55,000 kilometers per hour, it would take us 80,000 years to get to the nearest star. 80,000 years. Count your life and 80,000 years. I don't know where you've been 80,000 years. Not 40 years. In 1977, America sent a spacecraft to Jupiter. And the whole world, it took 2 years. But these ones are near. These are neighbors. Flying at 55,000 kilometers per hour. It took 2 years to get to Jupiter. And everybody was waiting in America to see the first pictures of Jupiter. They have not seen it close up. It's fantastic if you see. And more fantastic was Saturn. About some months later, it got to Saturn. More fantastic. All these things are there. You don't know that they are there. Please, you are not the center of the universe. You are a very small part of the universe. In your hall at Casford and your hall, you are not an important person. You are nothing. In your small room somewhere, I mean, who are you? You are disturbing the environment. And Lucifer, look, these are the stars. So it's so far. Now, some of the stars are so big. Some of them are called yellow giants. If you took an aeroplane and you want to cross this earth, starting you take off from Cape Coast Airport and you fly around the world. Cape Coast International Airport. Are you listening? It would take about 24 hours for a plane, a jet, a normal jet like British Airways or KLM, it would take 24 hours to fly around the whole world and come back nonstop. The stars are so big. One of the stars, Betelgeuse, and some of the others, it would take a plane, a normal British Airways aeroplane, flying at its usual speed, which is about 900 to 1,000 kilometers per hour, or about 550 miles per hour. It would take a plane 1,200 years to cross the star, to cross over the star. That's how big the stars are. We are very small. Now, before we came on the scene, Lucifer who was the wisest and most beautiful of God's angels, became an agitator and started to agitate against God and convince people, angels, to turn against God. And Lucifer said, I will ascend above the stars. These stars I'm telling you about, please, you all have internet. When we close, go and check your internet. You see all the things I'm telling you. It's not a mystery. Pure science. Yes. I believe you are scientists here. Contemporary scientists. Hey! Ghana Education. Lucifer said, I am going to heaven. That's where heaven is. Heaven is beyond the stars. These stars, they are there. And human beings on earth who don't fear God are observing these stars, counting them, checking them out. And still, they don't fear God. Recently, I met a Ghanaian. He used to work at NASA, an engineer. He told me, he said, these people are seeing all the stars and they don't humble themselves to fear God. How art thou fallen, O Lucifer, son of the morning? Thou art cut down to the ground. He was forced down to this earth. He's been here since. Down to where? The ground here. He's right on earth. And you are also born on earth. And Lucifer was waiting for you with fallen angels that are invisible all over the atmosphere, controlling the world, turning the world into a wilderness. Because you said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also on the mount of the congregation. I will ascend above the clouds. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. So the third location is the pit. So from earth, you can either go beyond the stars to heaven, or there is a deep pit down, hell from below. Hell is below. Heaven is above. When you die, you go, heaven or hell will be your home. When your life ends, you are going to stay forever in heaven or in hell. That's why Jesus said, at the end, the world will be divided into sheep and goats. Sheep will be going to heaven, and goats will be sent into hell. Into everlasting fire. You wonder why I'm preaching. I'm preaching because Lucifer, he said, Jesus said, the fire which was prepared for the devil and his angels, not for you. Hell was not prepared. When you read, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. You see how wonderful it was. God made heaven and earth. There was no lake of fire. God saw the light. He said it was good. And he said, let there be a firmament. God made the firmament. He called the firmament heaven. He called the dry land earth. He said, let the earth bring forth grass. Why? None of the planet have got grass. You go to Mars, it's red. It's get cold. You wouldn't like to stay. Even the moon, the temperature is 180. Can you stay even 100 degrees? God commanded that the earth should bring forth grass. The earth is also powder. There was nothing here. God made it. Wow. Yes. He made the heavens. Let there be lights. He made the stars, the two great lights, lesser and greater light, the moon. Beautiful. The earth is the only planet with one moon. All the other planets have so many moons. Beautiful and marvelous. Who are you? You are nothing. I'm also nothing. We've come into this world. Either we bow our knees to the creator of heaven and earth, or you have yourself to blame. Your pomposity will only take you to hell. To join. And when you read the history of the creation, no, there was no hell. No hell at all. Hell was made for the devil and his angels, not for you. Yeah. And what is in hell? Fire. Judgment. You think Saddam Hussein was wicked? You think Hitler was wicked? You think prison is wicked? Wait till you go to hell. But God sent me here to warn you and to preach about heaven and hell. I will not be careful to answer you in this matter. To tell you that heaven is real and hell is real. I'll not be careful. Even if they don't tell you in your church. I'm not looking for money from you. I don't need anything from you. I came to warn you, my friend, that God is real. He said, Lucifer said, I will ascend above the stars. He's there watching. He's watching me right now as I'm preaching. God sent his son, Jesus. He said, come down to these people. They are wicked and lost. And Jesus said, I'll come. And he came and walked among us, lived amongst us. Men of hypocrisy, wicked Pharisees, Romans, Jews, they crucified the Son of God. Jesus allowed them. And they didn't know that they were crucifying God. Hey, I don't know where the soldier who slapped Jesus, who spat on him, when he discovers who he was spitting on. Jesus said, I was naked. I was a prisoner. How you treated me, you thought I was nothing. You see, Jesus, you see Jesus, you don't know who you are dealing with. How you treat Jesus and your dealings with Jesus is going to determine whether you go to heaven or hell. It's not about whether you have money. On this earth, money determines a lot of things. But the time is coming when your money not going to determine nothing. What you did with Jesus, that's what's going to determine everything. Look at the European nations. They have thrown out Jesus Christ. Go to hell, Jesus. That's what they say. And many nations. So hell was not prepared for anybody here. And I pray that you will not go there. And that is why Jesus sent his son, because he could see that we were going there straight. That the sins are many. How many have told a lie before? No. How many have told 100 lies before? Like just 100. Raise your hand like this. What about the pastors on the stage? Like this. The big shots on the stage. Please, if you have told 100 lies before, raise up your hands. Look at it. Look at it. How many have stolen something before? Raise your hand. UCC is full of liars and thieves. How many have hated somebody before? Hatred. Yes. The Bible says the wages of your sin is death. How many have committed fornication before? You see, when you don't lift your hand, you add one more lie to the 100 lies. It becomes 101. 101 lies. That the church you've come to tell lies. Look at me. How many would like to go down into the fire? Now, I don't want you to go there. But one day, we will all be divided. Not into professors and students. TAs and students. Huh? Course reps. No! Foreign students and local students. No! The world is going to be divided into sheep and goats based on how you treat Jesus. Based on how you treat Jesus Christ. That's the whole world divided into two. Yes. You know, one day there was a pastor. You know, today a lot of pastors don't want to talk about heaven and hell. But listen, this pastor, he was an Assemblies of God pastor. And quite an amazing story. Quite an amazing story. What happened was that he was preaching in somebody's church at a convention. And the convention ended Sunday night. Sunday. So when he got back to his room, he was just settling in his room when suddenly Jesus appeared in his room and told him, "Follow me." And Jesus took him down into hell. When he went into hell, it was just like Jesus described it. Kenneth Hagin, a great man of God, he said, "I don't need to read the Bible." He often said, "I don't need to read the Bible to know about hell because I went there. I don't need to read the Bible to know about hell. I was there." He said, "Everything that is written in the Bible is true." And this pastor went around, saw people wailing, screaming, fire. Yeah. But then suddenly he saw somebody. He was shocked to see the person. You know who the person was? The person was, when he was in university, his roommate. Yes. What happened was that when this pastor went to the university, he was a pastor's child, but he backslid. But in the middle of the university, he gave his life back to Jesus and even went to Bible school after. So his roommate, when he was in university, he saw many people, then he saw his roommate. So he spoke to his roommate. He said, "Hey, what are you doing here?" Remember, it was Sunday night. You know what his roommate told him? His roommate told him, "I came here on Friday." "How did you come here on Friday?" He said, "There was an accident. I was involved in an accident and I died just Friday. And I came. So I've been..." He's just arrived. He's a new arrival. What do you call it when you are in first year? A fresher. Yes. Yeah. Now, Jesus took him away, brought him back to his hotel. When he got to his hotel, he was shaking. So he wanted to call his mother because his mother knew his roommate. And his mother used to visit he and his roommate. You know, sometimes some parents will visit you and they add your roommate to the visit. And if they are bringing food, they'll give some to a roommate and even money. But some parents never do that also. But this mother used to add the roommate to her visit. But because it was so late on Sunday, he decided to call her on Monday. When he called her on Monday, "Mommy, how are you?" His mother was talking with him. Then she said it. He didn't ask her. "Have you heard the news?" "What news?" "Your roommate. Your roommate. There was a terrible accident on Friday. And your roommate was killed." The pastor began to shake. You see, because he had this experience on Sunday. He had not spoken to anybody. He had not even heard that his roommate had died. The mother confirmed to him that his roommate was dead. You see, when the rich man went to hell, he said, "Go and tell my brothers, I have 5 brothers. They are just like me. They will come here." You know, somebody asked, "Why did I give my life to Jesus?" "Well, I don't want to go to hell." I mean, if you want an easy answer, I do not want to go to hell. How many want to go to heaven? Hey, everybody seems to want to go. But you must pay the price. Look at me, everybody. I'm about to do something. I'm kneeling down. The Bible says, every knee shall bow, like how I'm bowing. Your knees will bow, but some will bow too late. As for bowing, you will bow. Bowing there, you will bow. You will kowtow. You will bend. You will worship. You will say, "I beg." As for bowing, you will bow. But some will bow too late. As I preach right now to you, this may be your last opportunity to humble yourself and give your life to God. It may be. You may not hear this again. Especially when you leave university, you may never be walking by and hear something like what I'm telling you today. When God is calling you, pulling you in at your heart, always telling you, "Come to me." You refuse the gentle waters of Shiloh that God sends to you. He will send you an overwhelming flood that you cannot control. Tonight, you must make up your mind. You don't have to believe. You know, all I have to do is to point you to the stars. All the white scientists and professors of whatever, they are all looking at the stars. They know the nearest star would take 80,000 years with the speed we have, 55,000 kilometers per hour, to get there. Nobody can get there. It's beyond human capacity. Beyond. Nobody. And there are plenty. We can see there is something so great, so much greater than we are. Where is he? That's God. And God so loved you and me that he sent his son Jesus to come and preach to us. He died for me and you so that we wouldn't go to hell. Well, there's a place called the pit. Down. When you go down, the Bible said the rich man, he went down. He descended like this. He disappeared down. He went down to hell. He descended, disappeared. It's down. It's called a pit. In fact, the Hebrew is like a word, like a borehole. That's your destination when you don't know Jesus. I'm going down. You know, I met a guy. He was in Texas yesterday. He was doing architecture. He told me one day he became sick. He was in, I think, Queens Hall. And he became very sick. And he died. I think he was up. You know, tech, they have these high halls. So he came down. He died. He went down. He told me it was dark. He descended. He was in tech. He was doing architecture. He was a normal person like you and me. And he went down, 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 down. And you know what he shouted? He shouted, I'm a Methodist. It's not by being a Methodist. How you treat Jesus. You see, I'm also an Anglican. I was baptized and confirmed Anglican. But I didn't know Jesus, even to know him, to know how to even treat him. I didn't know Jesus. It was just a religion. That is why I hated church. The priests, they were so boring to me. When I see the hymns and their dresses, and I say, why? What is this? But when I met Jesus, you see, that's when I got saved. Not when I was an Anglican or Methodist or Lighthouse or any church. You can't go to God by osmosis. Your family is dead, and it's like osmosis. You are floating to heaven. You need to take a quality decision to hand your soul over to God. You need it. You need it. And that's why I came here. Because God wants to save you and change you. Your future, your destiny is changing. My destiny changed when I found Jesus. That's why I'm preaching. Because my name is in the book of life, and I want as many people to be registered and to be saved from this terrible creature, Lucifer. Lucifer wants to take you with him, I tell you, down to the darkness. One day, there was a guy who liked fighting. He and his brothers, they liked fighting. So he went to a shop. This is a true story. All my stories are true, except the ones I tell you that are not true. When he was entering a shop, a man met him, and the man pushed him. And he also pushed him. Who are you? I said, come on, move. And there were some cartons of, I think, Coca-Cola or whatever on the side. I mean, reflex. He just likes fighting. He just picked one of them and smashed it on the floor. Started to fight with the guy. The guy, too, was a fighter. So the guy also took a bottle and cut him here on his, what do you call this place? Achilles tendon. Yeah. And he cut him off there. And his blood started to come out. With every pumping of the heart, some came out. But you like fighting. If you like fighting, you should know that such things can happen. So his blood started to come out. He was surrounding him. They called the ambulance. And they took him into the ambulance. But by that time, a lot of his blood was out. When he was lying in the ambulance, the ambulance attendant was a believer and saw that he was dying. So he talked to him. Do you believe in Jesus? Hey! Do you believe in Jesus? This a wicked boy. But the ambulance attendant was able to make him give his life halfway to Jesus. But before he could even give his life, he said the whole car became filled with white smoke, and he descended. When he descended, he got down and he saw flames on water, and he saw his friends. One of his friends was driving a car about 200 kilometers per hour straight into a wall and died. He saw the guy. Another of his friends was drunk. The two of them, I think they went to a club. And they fell into water. And they were in the car, and they couldn't bring them out of the car. He saw them in hell. And they started to scream, go back! Go back! Don't come here! Go back! you see, the attendant was praying for him in the ambulance as he was dying. He saw glimpses of hell and eternity. He tells the story all the time because God saved him from going to exactly where his own brothers have gone. When a person really goes to hell and comes to tell you the truth, he will tell you that his relatives are there. When it's not real, they will always not say who they saw. It's not easy to say that my brother is in hell, or my mother, or my father. Sheep and goats, your day is coming. I hope you'll be ready. I hope your name will be in the book of life. Hey, Satan wants you so badly. He wants to add you to the multitudes who perish. The multitudes who went to church but never knew God. Playing religion, like how I was playing religion. I was Anglican, but I didn't know Jesus. The multitudes who play half and half. You can't tell whether they belong to God or not. I tell you, you see them in the school, but you can't tell. Yeah. Christians or not. Fake Christians. Liars. Pretending. Jesus knows it all. He sees us, we are so fake. I hope you'll be ready. Because God sees through all our pretenses. Tonight, God is calling you. I came here because of your soul. You must not take it as a joke. Because the time is coming. You will thank me. You will thank me. Say thank you for preaching about it. Thank you for preaching about the sheep and the goats. It's real. You don't have to believe. It's real whether you believe it or not. Tonight, God wants to register you in his book. And to turn your life around. Yes. You can't say, you know, I am a believer, you live like the devil. When a mango tree dies, the leaves fall off. You see, if there is something real, a real event has taken place, we will see the signs. You can't do everything that you used to do and say you are a believer. You can't. When a tree dies, the leaves will fall off. If something is dead, you see the natural result of all those things. Those things will come off by themselves. And you see that there is a change. A great change. God's power is here to save you and to change your life. Yes. I'm preaching about heaven and hell. Which one will be your home? Will you go down to the pit? You know, that my friend I was telling you about it in tech. He said, he told me, you know, it's not somebody told me. He told me himself. He said, it is the most frightening experience he has ever had since he was born. He said he was so terrified, but he was not born again. He said anybody who had talked to him on that day, he would have just given his life to God. But nobody did till I met him and I led him to Christ. I led him to Jesus. So tonight, I see a big pen ready to write names. God is registering you. You got to take God serious. All the things you are learning, they are useless if you don't know Jesus. I thank God I went to school. I was in medical school for 7 years. It's learning about dissecting toads, dissecting lizard has not helped me as much as what I'm reading in the Bible. Yes. Dissecting lizards and dissecting toads cannot change your life. What I'm telling you, that's what will change your life. That's what Jesus is doing for you tonight. He's changing you forever. And that's how I'm standing here today, you know. Because when I found Jesus, and I'm so glad. How can I say thanks to God? Some of you people, you call yourself believers. You are so ungrateful to Jesus. He has done so much for you. Huh? You wouldn't tell anybody about Jesus. You say you are a believer, you are a believer. You don't do much for God. You don't do anything for me. I want to give my heart to him because I'm so grateful. One time I was driving to Accra from Takoradi, and I began to think of how Jesus loved me and how he saved me. And I began to cry as I was driving. My face was covered with tears. And I thought about how Christ reached out to me in my family, out of my brothers and sisters, and saved me. Tonight, Jesus is reaching out to you. And he's calling some of you. Some of you are called to be ministers. Some of you are called to preach. He's calling you to say thank you with your life. How can I say thanks for the things you've done for me? With your blood, you've saved me. With your power, you've changed me. How can I say thank you except to give my life to you and to serve you for the rest of my days? That's the only way I can say thank you to God. Tonight is a turning point for many of us standing here. If there is anybody in your life who will hold you back from coming to Christ, it's not worth knowing that person. That person deserves to be dropped out of your window immediately. There's no boy, there's no girl, there's no money, there's nothing that is worth giving in exchange. Have you not read your Bible? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Like, is there anything? Eternity in hell? What will you give in exchange for that? Yes. Tonight is a night of registration. I give my life to Jesus, and so must you. Stop playing religious games, oh. You know, some years ago, Orthodox churches like Methodist, Anglican, Catholic, you have a lot of people in those churches who are not really born-again Christians. But today, you have a lot of people in so-called charismatic churches like Lighthouse and other churches who are not also born again. It has happened to us because we have also been around for some time. So we have people that are in so-called charismatic churches who are not Christians. Yeah, you are not born again. You can stand in a garage and say, I'm a BMW. It doesn't make you a BMW. You need to give your life to Jesus Christ. Tonight, I want to pray with you. What prayer do I want to pray with you? I want to pray with you to give your life to God and to decide to serve him. You know, there is something Jesus said, enter by the narrow way. Enter by the narrow way. For broad is the gate. Wide is the way that leads to destruction. Whenever you are following Jesus, you don't look at people who is around. The broad way is where you have a lot of people. That's why it's broad. The narrow way is where you alone are walking. One man, you and your God. You look at this girl, you look at this boy. Charlie, will you go? I'm not going. I'm going. Will you go? No, it's about whether you will give your life to Jesus. When I decided to be in the ministry, all my 55 classmates left me behind. And I said, I'm going to be a pastor of these students here. All my members were in Ebenezer Secondary School. I'm glad I took that decision. And you'll be glad you take that decision to serve Jesus. I want everybody to stand up. Don't move. Don't walk. I'm going to pray with you. Stand. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are here tonight, you heard it. Sheep, goats. Will you be one of the sheep or will you be one of the goats? It depends on how you treat Jesus tonight. Maybe I have come in a way you are not expecting. Jesus may say, I was a half-caste and you rejected me. I was a half-caste. You didn't respect me. He just said, oh, Brony, go away. Tonight, as every head is bowed and every eye closed, I'm going to give you a special opportunity for you to be washed with the blood of Jesus Christ. No one moving. No one moving. Evangelist, I want you to pray with me. I want to give my life to God tonight. I want to take Jesus as my Savior. I want to be one of the sheep. God is so great. He's beyond the stars of God. Beyond the stars. Far beyond the stars. We are nothing before Him. And tonight, as every head is bowed, you want to register and give your life to God. Pastor, pray with me. I want to be one of the sheep. I don't want to be one of the goats. I don't want to go to hell. Help me to know Jesus Christ as my Savior. If you are here like that, lift up your right hand. Just your right hand up high. Lift it up high. God bless you. I see so many hands. All over the back, anywhere. I don't want to be a goat. That's all. I don't want to be. I want to go to heaven. I want Jesus Christ. Then your hand must be up like this, way up in the sky. God bless you. Don't think about somebody, oh, and don't think about your church, please. Too many of us are fake Christians. Tonight, I need Jesus. I want my sins to be washed away. I want to be registered as a believer. I don't want to go to hell. Your right hand must be up. If you've lifted your right hand up high, with your hand still lifted high, I want you to march towards me here in the front. Come with your hand up high, all the way, and stand here. And I'm going to pray with you in front here. You ask why? Because Jesus always invited people publicly to come to Him. Why? Because if you are ashamed of Him today in this wicked and perverse church, listen, at the far back, wherever, don't look at anybody at such a time. Don't look at anybody. Don't think of anybody when you are fighting for your own salvation and for your own soul to be saved. How can you think of somebody and what somebody is standing by you is doing? Come to God tonight. Jesus is saving you tonight. Come on. Come on, my friend. Come to God. Come on, my friend. Come all the way. Come to God. Come to Jesus. Sheep or goats, it's your decision. Sheep or goats, it's your decision. Make way for the people, please. Make way. Way from the back. Make way for the people, please. Move your chairs back. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. I'm waiting. Come. Sheep or goats, it's your decision tonight. Don't say I didn't come here. Don't say I didn't tell you. Don't say you didn't hear it. God is showing you. Sheep or goats, fire or heaven. It is your decision tonight. Come on. Come on. Come on. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep clap for them as they come. 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 Thousands are coming. Thousands are coming. Thousands are coming to Jesus tonight. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Encourage them. Make way for the people. Make way. Make way. Come on. Come on. Keep coming, my friend. Yes. Come on. I can see many, many people still coming. Make way. Look over here. So many are still coming. Make a way for the people. Make a way for the people. God bless you. God bless you. Now look at me, all of you that have come to the front. I'm still waiting. Listen, there's a girl here. You know, in your heart, you have a boyfriend. And you feel that love is the greatest. But your heart is soon going to be broken by the very person I'm talking about. God is inviting you to come to Him. God is stable. Jesus is the best love you can ever have. Whoever you are, listen, this is the last I'm just doing this twice. Sometimes I do it three times, but I'm doing it twice. I am giving you an opportunity. You are standing in the crowd. You didn't come forward the first time, but you want to say, Pastor, pray with me. Evangelist, pray. I need Jesus. I heard you the first time. I didn't come, but I'm listening to you now. I want to give my life to God. Maybe your heart is beating. Should I go? Should I not go? Should I go? Should I not go? Should I go? Should I not go? Take that decision. Leave Lucifer behind and walk to the front right now. I'm giving you the last chance. You want to join them. You want to say, Evangelist, I heard you preaching. I know I'm not saved. I know I'm going to go to hell. Help me. Give your life to God. Lift your hand and come to the front. God wants to save you tonight. Come on. I'm waiting. Come on. Come on. Don't think of anybody. God wants to save you. God wants to wash you. Quickly. Quickly. Come unto Jesus. Give him your life today.
Give him your life today. Come unto Jesus. And let him have his way. Come unto Jesus.
Come on.
Jesus.
Finally. Finally. I'm a Christian, but not a good Christian. But from tonight, I want to be a good Christian. Lift your hand and come to the front also. I'm praying with you quickly. I'm a Christian, but not serious. But I want to be serious from today. Lift your hand and come and join them at the back here, please. Quickly, come to the front. I'm a Christian, but I'm not genuine. I'm not good. I'm not a real Christian. I'm not a good Christian also. Come, quickly. I'm just about to pray. When I pray, we are done. I need you to come now, quickly. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Clap for them as they come. I'm a Christian, but not a good Christian. Not a serious Christian.
Give him
your life.
Come on to Jesus.
All right. Lift your hand now in front here. Listen. Look at me. Don't think of anybody, oh. Think of yourself. Is it clear? Don't think of any. You are. This is you and God. Close your eyes. Lift your hands. Everybody, also lift your hand everywhere. Say, Jesus, thank you for tonight. I know I'm a sinner. A very bad sinner. Lord, sometimes I think I'm not so much of a sinner. Lord, sometimes I think I'm not a sinner. Because I'm a good type of person. But tonight, I confess, I am a sinner. I am a sinner. I'm a dirty sinner. Please forgive me for my sins. Please wash me with the blood of Jesus. Please cleanse my heart from all my sins, all my wicked ways, all the bad things I've done. I confess to you, cleanse me, wash me. Forgive me. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight, I open my heart and I receive Jesus as my Savior, as my Master, as my Lord, as my King. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me tonight. Please write my name. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, please accept me as your child. I'll serve you forever from today. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Register me, Lord, as one of your sheep. I don't want to be a goat. I don't want to go to hell from today. Lord Jesus, I will treat you well. I will accept you. I will love you. I will follow you. I will obey you. Help me, Lord, from today, in Jesus' name. Now lift your finger like this. Say after me, Satan. Satan. Lucifer. Listen carefully. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will not follow you again. Satan. In the name of Jesus, I will not obey you again. I belong to God. I belong to Jesus Christ. I belong to the Heavenly Father. I belong to God. Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is my Lord. Now lift your two hands everywhere, everywhere. Say, Jesus, I love you. I praise you. I surrender all to you, Jesus. Thank you for saving me, for loving me. Oh God, you are so great. I don't even know where you are, but you are great. And I will serve you from today. Thank you for saving me from hell. From today, I promise to follow you, Lord Jesus, to serve you. I'll prove to you that I love you. Lift your two hands. Say, Jesus, I'll prove to you that I love you. Thank you for saving me tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Mighty clap offering. Lift up your book if you have a book. If you have one of the books. Wow. How you can become a strong Christian. Lift it up high. Way. Way. Say, Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now wave your two hands. Wave your two hands. Say, Jesus, I will serve you. I will follow you. I will obey you. I love you. I thank you. Hallelujah. Now, this book says how you can become a strong Christian. I want you to read it. Pray. As you hold it and read every day, read a little. God is going to change your life. This book costs 40 CDs for one, but I've given it to you free. Amen. It costs 40 CDs for one. Give it to you free. Why? Because your soul is more important than all the buildings in the world. Just your soul. And that's why we came. Now, there are some people here. I want to invite you. One day, when you finish school or whilst you are in school, you are going to be part of my ministry. Prophetically, I sense that. So I want to invite all of you to come to church. There are many good churches on campus. All the churches are participating. I want to invite you, First Love Church, Lighthouse. You know the churches, but there are many other churches. But the Lord is touching some of you because, you know, I keep on meeting people. You know, and they say, you know, I came to give my life to Jesus when I was on campus. You know, at a crusade like this. And I believe many here. You know, because you see, some of you are going to serve God and thank Him after school. It's not just serving God when you are a student. Say you are a GAMSU president, Methodist president, this president. When you finish school, you are nothing. No. When you finish school, then you are going higher than GAMSU president and all these other prayer secretaries and big jobs that you have had in church. Pastors on campus. But what about after campus? You must do even more for God. Everyone here who is a believer, lift your two hands. If you are a believer, all of you in front, you are now believers. Lift your two hands. Let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for the Christians who are standing here tonight. Bless the church. Raise up prophetically pastors. Let it not be that when they were in UCC, they were powerful, audacious believers. But after school, when they are wherever they are, you shall use them mightily. We shall no more have presidents of Christian fellowships going into jobs and people have to dig out of archives to say, this guy was a believer when he was on campus, but there is no sign of it today. No more. Let them serve you even after school. Touch the lives of all your children, all the churches. Anoint the churches with fire and oil. Let them be anointed. Let the leaders be anointed and powerful men of God. Preaching and teaching your word even in school and after school. Thanks for your blessing. Thanks for your power. Let them never be the same again. Whatever is a curse in this school, we overturn the curse in the name of Jesus. Whatever represents a source of concern to everyone here, we declare it solved today in Jesus' name. The blessing of Jehovah comes upon the school, comes upon the children, comes upon all those who are serving Him, all those who are named by the name of Christ. Ha, the blessing, the cloud covers you. God's presence and glory is over your life for good and not for evil, to bring you to an expected end. Receive the blessing of the Lord on your life in the name of Jesus. I lift up the University of Cape Coast and the students, the children. Let there come out of this school men, Elijahs, Elishas, Ezekiels, prophets like Isaiah, great men, evangelists and soul winners. Let there be soul winning greater than tonight's campaign coming out of the very people that are standing here all over the world. Thank you, Jesus, for the great work that you are doing, you have done, and you will always do in Jesus' name. Put your hand on your heart like this. God is touching your heart. Receive a touch from God right now. Power. Father, touch every life. Never the same again. Never the same again. Never the same again. Change forever. Changed for Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for blessing everyone. Touching your children. Changing their lives. I pray for the little girls. I pray for the little boys. I pray for the young ones. Heal them. Help them to serve you, to follow you. Send your spirit and your angels to help them. Thank you, Father, for your blessing and your grace. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Now, listen. I want to just pray for the sick. Nobody should move. I believe God is touching people here. There are always miracles. If I had enough time, even I would have had communion with all of you. It's a blessing. But tonight, Jesus is here to heal you of your sicknesses. Put your hand wherever your problem is, whatever problem you have. Even if you don't have a problem, you can also put your hand on your heart. He's the Lord that healeth thee tonight.
Lord, that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. Oh, I send my word and I heal.
You are the Lord.
You are the Lord that healeth me. You are the Lord,
my healer. You sent your word.
You sent your word.
And you healed. Father, I thank you for miracles of healing right now. Receive your healing. Wherever you are standing. Breast lumps. Yesterday you were healed. Today too, God's power is touching you. Persistent headaches. Eye pain. Cancer. Threatening diseases. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Threatening sicknesses. Threatening sicknesses. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing wherever you are standing. Miracles are taking place. Miracles. I see God's reign, God's power, God's glory coming upon your life now. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, thank you for your blessing. Thank you for healing. Thank you for blessing. Thank you for healing. Receive it wherever you are. He's the Lord that healeth thee tonight.
You are the Lord. That he let me.
You are the Lord, my healer.
Oh, you sent your
right now, check yourself. Wherever you are, you know, tonight is the last night, so God has done many things. I believe there are many miracles, healings, and deliverances. Every eye closed for a moment. If God has touched you tonight, maybe you came with a pain, or maybe you were healed yesterday, and you can see that God has done something in your life tonight. Not that you are believing that it will happen in the future, but right now as you stand here, you can see that God has touched you. If God has touched you tonight, wherever you are standing, God has done a miracle. Maybe you had a pain. The pain is gone. Maybe you couldn't see, but now you can see. Maybe you had a lump in your breast. You were being scared. You've been worried. But you found that it has disappeared. God's power has touched you tonight. Wherever you are, if God has touched you, God has done something for you, lift up your right hand. If God has healed you, God has done something. If God has healed you tonight, wherever you are standing, you can see that something has happened. God's power has touched you. I want you to come very quickly to the front of the stage. Yes. Come quickly. God bless you. Come. Just walk. Walk all the way quickly. Quickly, quickly. Just make a way. Wherever you are, you couldn't see, but now you can see. You couldn't hear, but now you can hear. The crowd is very thick, but try. Come all the way. I want to take a few testimonies. God's power is here tonight. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. I want us to sing this song. How can I say thanks for all the things you've done for me?
How can I say thanks?
Come on.
For the thing
Jesus has done something for you. Come.
That you have done for
quickly.
Me.
Quickly, come quickly, please.
Things
you had a pain, the pain is gone.
So undeserved.
You had a lump in your breast, it's disappeared. You yet couldn't you see, but now you can see. How can I
to
say
prove
thanks?
Your love for me and the voices of a million angels could not express.
Come on, this way.
All that I am,
all that I am,
and ever hope to be.
I owe it all to you, Jesus.
I owe it all to you. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. Doctor, what's happening?
Can I say thanks
for the things?
For the things that you have done for me.
Things so undeserved.
Things so undeserved.
Yet you gave.
Oh, yet you gave. To prove your love for me, oh yes. And the voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. Oh, and all that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all.
To God be the glory.
To God,
can you lift your hands?
Be the glory.
To God be the the glory.
To God be the glory.
To God.
To God be the glory. For the things
yes.
He has done with His blood. With His power, Jesus raised me. To God be the glory for the things He has done.
Doctor, what is happening here?
So many miracles. Evangelist, that man has been playing badminton.
He had an injury to his right wrist here.
Wow.
Severe pain. Wow. Tell us what happened to you.
Actually, this is the second time I'm experiencing this pain. The first time it happened was at camping about 2 months ago.
And what happened tonight?
Tonight, before I came here, when I pushed my left thumb, I feel the pain. But for now, I feel nothing.
Doctor, what is this?
He could have suffered a lunate bone dislocation or tenosynovitis of the right wrist here.
Wow.
Yes. From trauma. Badminton, yes.
Thank you, Lord, yes. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this lady has had blurred vision for about 5 years. Couldn't see anybody coming towards her.
Wow, but is it true? Yeah. Tell us, what happened to you?
It's been very long. I had eye problems, so whenever I go to the hospital, they give me drugs to put on the eye.
You couldn't see what?
From afar. If you're coming, I can't see you unless you get
really?
Me. Yes.
Up and to this distance. And now, what has happened?
I can see clearly.
You can see clearly?
Yes.
When did that happen? When could you suddenly see clearly?
After we were done praying, I opened my eyes and I could see more clearly than...
Wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Blood, vision, myopia healed in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Tell us,
Doctor,
what happened to you.
Yes, I had this issue in my stomach. It moves up and down. It holds at a point. It holds me very tight. I can't free myself. Even after the time the prayer began, I felt it. But after the prayer, in fact, I am
stomach
relieved.
Pain.
It's gone.
What type of pain is this?
It could be due to gastritis. Yes.
Thank you for your healing in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Clap your hands for Jesus.
Olivia, what is this?
3 years ago, he started suffering from headaches and eye trouble. And he said this evening he had it. But after the prayer, it's gone.
Gone. What has happened? What has happened to you?
Since 3 years ago, I was suffering of headache and eye pain. Even during the preacher, I could feel the pain. But yes. After the preaching, now I believe that healing Jesus Christ was purposely organized for my healing.
Wow. You believe that the healing Jesus crusade was purposely organized for your healing.
Yes.
Why don't you give Jesus a mighty clap of it? How many of you here believe that healing Jesus crusade was purposely organized for you? How many believe that Jesus has spoken to you in this healing Jesus campaign for 2 days? Thanks for your healing, Lord, in Jesus' name. Doctor, what is happening here? Tell us.
A wonderful testimony that took place yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yes, healing of a breast lump. A
I lump told you, yesterday.
Yesterday.
My dear, what happened yesterday? Tell us.
Yesterday, when you prayed for us, you told us that we shouldn't come if we weren't sure. So I went to the hall and I checked and then it was gone.
You went to your hall and checked your breast.
Yes.
And the lump was gone.
It was gone.
Which of your breasts?
The right one.
Right side.
Yes.
You feel it yourself.
Yes.
Every day she feels it. Every day.
You feel it every day.
Yes. It's been there for 4 years.
It's been there for four. Doctor, yes. What is this?
This is a fibroadenoma. Yes, a fibroadenoma. Typically, this age, a fibroadenoma. Yes.
And she feels it every day.
Yes.
Doctor, what is the other name for fibroadenoma?
A breast mouse.
Breast mouse.
Mouse.
Why do you call it a breast mouse?
Because it has a tendency to disappear. The patient herself has to catch it and hold it for the doctor to examine it. But it's very slippery, can just move away as if there is no lamp.
Is it true?
It's true.
That's how it has been behaving.
Yes.
That tonight, Jesus has been a cat to that breast mouse and the mouse has run away. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Thank you, Jesus. Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, this healing took place yesterday.
Yesterday.
She had serious stomach ache when she came, said it. When you're praying, she felt something come out. After that, she said she has not experienced any
Where
pain
Where was
again.
The pain, my dear?
She even has an offering to put in the, to give to God because of that.
Where was the pain?
My stomach.
In your stomach?
Yes, please.
Which of your stomach? Upper stomachs or lower stomach?
Upper.
Upper stomach.
Yes.
And the pain is gone.
Yes.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Stomach healing in Jesus' name. Wow.
So many miracles tonight.
Doctor, what is this?
This lady had severe pain in the right ear.
Wow.
When she sleeps, she feels a thumping pain. Every night. Tonight, the power of God touched her. In fact, last night, sorry. So when she went home, that pain she experiences every night when she lies on that side.
Wow.
There is no pain. The pain is gone tonight.
Is the pain gone?
Yes.
Which side?
The right side.
Right side.
Yes.
For how long?
It has been several years now. Normally when I'm sleeping, I sleep on the left ear.
Why?
Because it has been pounding.
Pounding?
Yes.
Doctor, what is this?
She could have been suffering from a chronic otitis interna or a chronic otitis media. Yes, internal pain. And sometimes also there's what we call a patulous eustachian tube. A tube within the ear and can give pain and a lot of noise in the night or even during the day. When you speak, it amplifies the noise and you have call it a patulous eustachian tube.
Jesus.
He's a mighty God.
Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, this little girl had headache and she says it was here. But after the prayer, the
little
pain
girl,
is gone.
Tell us what happened to you.
Last time. Last time my head was paining me and I could not play.
You could not play. She could not play because her head was paining. And what happened?
When I came here today,
yes.
When you prayed and it went.
When I prayed, oh, this is the sweetest miracle I have ever seen. Her head was paining and she could not play. And when I prayed and it went.
It went.
So why have you come?
I came here to listen to the word of God.
To listen to the word of God. What is your name, my dear?
Abino Foriwon Henidako.
Wow. Father, thanks so much for this wonderful, blessed little girl in Jesus' name. I want to be your friend. I want to take a picture with you.
Wow.
Wow. Smile, my dear.
Smile. Abina, smile. Let your teeth show.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering for a little Abina. Wow.
Abdominal pain healed.
Healed tonight.
Tonight.
Let them come. Strength in the name of the Lord.
Pain in the kneecap. Healed.
Quickly. God bless you.
So many miracles tonight.
So through pain. Healed. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Just a carpenter, some say.
Thank you, Jesus.
Leading fools astray.
Jesus. Everybody stand to your feet. Lift your hands. Father, thanks for your power in UCC. Never the same again. Everyone under the sound of my voice. Let your blessing and your peace remain in this university. And let University of Cape Coast become the best university in Ghana. In Jesus' name I pray and leave your blessing and your peace here. Whatever is a source of concern or problem in this university, it is declared solved tonight, permanently, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, UCC. Thank you.
You can give it better unto God.